The political spotlight this week is on the Republican convention in Cleveland. Next week, it will move to the Democratic convention in Philadelphia. But Washington voters have a political homework assignment that has nothing to do with the conventions, and it's due August 2nd. We're talking about filling out a crowded primary election ballot. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this primer.
If you're a Washington voter and you're like me, you opened your primary ballot and thought, wow, there are a lot of people running for office. 17 candidates for U.S. Senate, 11 for governor, 11 more for lieutenant governor. The smorgasbord of candidates doesn't stop there.
There's a lot of action happening this year. It's packed from start to finish, and we have to do a lot of homework to be ready.
That's Dave Ammons with Washington's Secretary of State's office. Now, it's common for top-of-the-ballot races like Senate and governor to draw a plentitude of candidates, but usually not this many. And this year, something else is fueling Washington's crowded primary ballot. 5 of the 9 statewide officeholder positions are open seats, meaning the incumbent isn't running for re-election.
There's a lot of turnover in state offices, the most in modern memory.
The challenge for primary voters is to weed through the list of names and pick just one for each race. Some of the names are familiar. Incumbent U.S. Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat, for instance. The leading Republican in that race is former state GOP chair Chris Vance. But what about the 15 other people running for U.S. Senate? Chances are you've never heard of them before. Most are first-time or non-traditional candidates. TVW, the state's C-SPAN network, has produced a video voter's guide featuring many of them, like Donna Lands, who prefers the Conservative Party and offers this explanation for her candidacy.
I saved my babysitting money to get my name on the ballot because my hubby said I could spend it any way I want it to. I chose to spend it this way.
Lands calls herself the outsider of outsiders. There's also Pano Churchill, who prefers something called the Lincoln Caucus Party.
We need to claim back our country from the DC insiders, from the narrow-minded establishment, and from the stale political parties.
Again, that's Washington's race for U.S. Senate. In the governor's race, incumbent Democrat Jay Inslee and Republican challenger Bill Bryant are the leading candidates, but they've got plenty of company on the ballot. From perennial candidate Good Space Guy, who wants to save Seattle's waterfront viaduct.
Let's not destroy Seattle's viaduct. Let's park on it instead.
To David Blumstrom of the Fifth Republic Party.
The obvious problem no one wants to talk about is the blob, our bloated education and bureaucracy.
The largest slate of candidates for an open seat is for Washington's lieutenant governor. The longtime holder of that office, Brad Owen, is retiring. Among those vying to replace him are 3 Democratic state senators, Karen Frazier, Cyrus Habib, and Steve Hobbs. The leading Republican candidate, based on fundraising totals, is former CNBC news anchor Philip Yin. But primary voters have other choices in this race, too, like Mark Green, who prefers the Citizens Party.
I am not a global citizen. Far from it. I'm an American, period. Votes for me will once again signify the resurgence of commoners in our state and our nation.
Washington primary voters will also find a lengthy list of choices for Superintendent of Public Instruction and Commissioner of Public Lands, as well as State Auditor and State Treasurer, all open seats. All told, more than 670 candidates are running in Washington's primary, but history suggests only about 4 in 10 registered voters will cast a primary ballot. That means it's the 40% who will decide the top 2 challengers in each race to advance to the general election, when more than 80% of voters are expected to turn out. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.